Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. Welcome to the BOF podcast. It's Friday, April 12th. Prosper and Martine Asseline's business began with a passion project, a book dedicated to their love for La Colombe d'Or, a boutique hotel in the south of France. Martine produced the images, and Prosper was responsible for the text. But since they published their first title 30 years ago, Asseline Publishing has captured the history and visual memory of places like Ibiza and Jaipur, industry icons such as Estée Lauder and Valentino Garavani, and of course fashion houses like Saint Laurent and Louis Vuitton.
The idea was to make a book about the spirit of a place, to mix the past, the present, you know, the people, all the DNA.
I always say to my team in the Design Department, when a book is finished, we need to start it. You think it's finished, it's just the beginning.
This week on the BOF podcast, I sit down with the Asselines to learn how this fixture of the fashion publishing landscape was born and how they intend to maintain that original creative spark while growing it into a global lifestyle business. Here's Prosper and Martine Asseline on the BOF podcast. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Très heureux de te connaître.
Very nice to meet you too. Thank you for having me here in New York.
Bonjour.
We have an amazing 27th floor view of Manhattan. How long have you been in this place?
I think 7 years. Already 7 years, yes.
Okay. But your history of this business, Asseline, and your personal history goes much further back than 7 years. I guess I wanted to start because this is, in a way, it's like a family business. And the family started with the two of you. How did you meet?
This is a good question.
God.
So you can start.
It's a long story, but when I was living in South America, and when I got to Paris, I started to work in an agency, PR agency. And this guy had
This guy is me.
the most creative agency in Paris. So everybody, every brand was going to see this crazy guy full of ideas. And we met like that because we were in the same, you know, area of fashion, etc. And we were friends for years.
And then when did you become a couple? And then how did your relationship end up birthing
okay,
this business?
I think it's the day that I stopped with my boyfriend of that time after 9 years. And he knew it, so he invited me to have a dinner and then
I'm a predator.
I know exactly.
So you had your goal set early on. So you
yeah, for sure. No, no, from day one. But she wanted just to stay friend because I was in a nightclub. I was playing, etc. So she didn't want me to be too serious. So we was just friend for almost 10 years.
Okay.
But after we married 4 months after.
Exactly.
And the rest is history. So that's your kind of personal collaboration. When did the creative collaboration start? Like, how did you start working together?
I think the same day we start to talk because we was sharing the same values, the same ideas, the same curiosity. And it was like playing ping pong with someone, and it's a good player, you know. You don't spend your time to take the ball on the floor. So we were starting to dream, to talk. I was publisher of magazine at this time. I had an advertising agency with my sister Yafa and brother Michel. So we was very creative. And I knew a place where I start to go. It's a small hotel in south of France. The name is La Colombe d'Or.
Mm-hmm.
It's very famous. It's only 25 rooms, but it's one of the most famous hotels in the world because the collection's there. And we start to go with Martine. We love this place. And we decide to do a book on this place.
The first book was on La Colombe d'Or.
Yes.
The first one was La Colombe d'Or. But I will put a period also, a time, a why.
Okay.
We had this idea of the publishing house because at the beginning it was a publishing house. And the why was Alexandre, because Alexandre was just born.
Your son.
My son.
Yeah.
And I stopped working and I said, I'm going to spend time with him at the beginning, you know, the first 2 years. And so I was, you know, I like to work. And I said, you have problems in the agency sometime because, you know, the clients want that and that and that. And you are so much creative that you want freedom. Let's do some books. And there is your freedom and mine.
So initially, the books were a place for you to express your creativity and do...
No, it was never the idea really to create something important. It right. was just...
A project.
A project. It's exactly yes. that. So to give you an example, the book on La Colombe d'Or, it was now 30 years ago. We reprint this book maybe 20, 40 times. I don't know. Wow. Really something completely cool. We never changed anything. And what's happened is so I did the picture and Martin wrote the text. So it was really a recipe in the kitchen. You know, it's and the layout was made. And 30 years after, we realized we never change a word, not a layout, and not a picture. So we reprinted. It was without knowing that, we create our style. It's to create a story, not to do a book. It was to create emotion and not just to show picture. So the fact to mix the black and white and the color, it was a movie and the medium was a book. So it's exactly what's happened. It was the first one. And we was very surprised by the reaction of the people who say, but you put a full page of picture with just a shadow. Why? The people were surprised because I was thinking we are going to put famous people, personality, etc. on La Colombe d'Or, etc. And we did exactly the opposite. So we took a small angle. Small door.
We wanted to show the spirit of the place, but without putting all the people who were, you know, clients at that time and were very well known.
And that story had already been told over and over again because the pictures were everywhere,
people,
right?
Yeah.
So you were trying to find like a different yeah. perspective.
It's like a chef, everyone did a salad de pommes de terre or a purée de pommes de terre. Un Robuchon find something different with a purée de pommes de terre, what we do for a century.
Yeah.
So it's a way to add some proportion, to make some message, and to don't take the road what everyone wants to take, because this is not interesting.
I get it. So after the reaction to that book and that first book, tell me a little bit about what happened next.
It was a little bit, you know, long. The next step was to go to Miami because our friend Alexi Gregory, who was explaining to us what is the publishing business, said you have to go with your projects and show them to other publishers. So that is the actual business of publishing. And so you have to go to Miami. And so...
Why Miami, though?
Because it was a fair.
It was
like
fair.
A Frankfurt or something like that.
Like the book fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Book fair.
We had
exactly.
no idea about that.
We had no idea, but we were in love and we didn't know Miami. And so we said, okay, we go. we go to see Alexi. And we went there and it was a real
No, but we
cool
went
moment.
To another book with Serge Lutens. And Serge Lutens was printed in 16 colors. We wanted to make this book and better. So the lipstick have to be purple, but the right purple, you know. And so we print this book in 60 colors. Normally, as you know, it's 4 colors, etc. So we went, Martin and me, with 2 books, La Colombe d'Or and Serge Lutens. So it's like people saw us like, where are these people?
You're
they come from
a
zoo
yeah.
or
another
from
planet.
A jungle?
Yeah.
We had no idea.
Well, it's so interesting because it's like when I first came into the fashion industry, and I know you both have this background in history and fashion, one of the things I found so amazing was the attention to detail. Like the littlest things, things that people obsess over that perhaps is not appreciated as part of the process for creating amazing, luxurious, special things. And it seems like you brought that same attention to detail to the publishing industry.
It's not an obsession, it's our oxygen.
Okay, it's where you get your energy.
Exactly. The oxygen, the energy comes on the details.
Okay.
It's not to do books because Amazon is full of proposals
yeah.
and other publishers are full of proposals, so we leave them there. What we do, it's really, it's a big, big, big pearl necklace. So we try each one to go to the other, completely different, because one come from Tahiti, one come from South Africa, etc., but have to go all together. So the details are very important. And I always say to my team in the layout department, the design department, when a book is finished, we need to start it. It's super important.
What do you mean when a book is finished, you have to start?
You think it's finished.
It's so just now the beginning.
It's just the beginning.
Got
you
it.
Need to restart and to look at everything. It's architecture, huh?
So tell me, what was the reaction of the people at this book fair? I mean, apart from thinking you were from the jungle or the zoo or another planet.
I think they still remember. Marcin will tell. They still remember this one.
Yeah, the first day we were with the two books and trying to have... But everybody was, you know, very, very busy because, you know, they take the appointments months before. And so we went to Rizzoli, went to Abrams, and everybody. And the second day, we could see people, but we were going to say, you are the crazy French.
There was really...
They named us the crazy French because we are, you know, so cool and with two things so different.
Completely different, have nothing to do with the industry at this time, today again, but at this time it was completely crazy. And I remember Schirmer Moselle, it was a big publisher of photographic book in Germany, etc. He was amazed by the book. He was so, I was super happy. I had no idea the price, etc. And he told me, I'm going to take one for me. So I think my tension went to 5.
So did you manage to learn anything from that experience at that fair?
Yes.
So what did you do from there?
We took appointment the time after.
Yeah.
No, we learned a lot because we didn't understand anything. We didn't know anybody, etc. So we learned it was a real job. It was a real industry. With code, it was a club. All of these people knew all together. And it was the time where the co-edition, as today, again, not for us, but at this time, it's very important. When you do a book, you need to find a publisher in Germany. You need to find a publisher in Austria, one in England, one in Korea, one, etc., to express the possibility to create a co-publication. So we learn everything at this time. It was really our first...
We learned while doing it, but everything.
So, but this is, I guess, the moment when you were shifting it from being a project to learning how to make it work as a business.
Exactly. So we did one, and after we wanted to see what could be the next one. What do we have to say? But you don't know. You know, it's like you have 1 year old, you try to walk, and you don't know if you take left, right. You had no idea what to touch, etc. So we had another... it's question of not relation, but opportunity. So one photographer come to us. He had a project making a picture in the back of tire for Torero Matador in Spain. And we was in love with the picture. And we said, we direct him a little bit to say we can have also detail like that, etc. And we was in love with this picture. And we said, this is completely us. We decide to do a book on that. So you imagine Serge Lutens, La Colombe d'Or, and the Corrida.
The tailor from Spain.
But each one have something interesting because it was the best tailor in the world for Matador.
Right.
Yves Saint Laurent knew him very well. François Lesage was very friend with him. You know, because it was to make a jacket of Matador, you have 18 different people working on that. So it's really a piece of art. So we went in this direction to understand
that. I guess you're curating or picking the best of the best in whatever they do.
Maybe a different corner.
Right.
Because it could be a picture on the Corrida, on the Matador, etc. And it was not about that. Because it was just about the clothes, the respect, the value, the tradition. You didn't see one bull in the book.
Okay.
No, it was like Irving Penn in the studio with a piece of canvas and people come and did the gesture, you know, but it was nothing
But it was difficult to do. I remember the photographer telling, he was from Swiss, and he was in love with the stem. And he was telling me, I'm asking the most important matador in the world to put the traje, the costume, in a studio, and they don't know to do that. So it was complicated. He said, I was putting the music, giving a whiskey, you know, to make them cool. And one of them, he took one photo and he was like, you know.
It felt staged, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had to find a way of like bringing that spirit or energy from the...
But the dancer, there is one who came with two big, long flowers.
Oh, wow.
And did, you know, the gesture of the matador.
So you see, the books, the first books was in a completely different direction.
Yeah.
But for us, it was one direction.
Yeah.
We did a book with Azdin Alaya. It was my closer friend for 40 years. And one day I told him, but Azdin, you are making something like 200 or 300 different pieces between the accessories and the clothes, etc. And at the end, we always see the same 10 in all of the magazines in the world. 30 years ago, it was only magazine, very important, but it's not the case today. So it was always the same dress or the same belt, etc. And I said, but nobody really sees the other.
The full depth of what
the
you did.
Full depth. So yeah. I told him, we are going to make a book and I'm going to make the picture and I'm going to be like a camera and I'm going to see the story of a collection. So he said, okay, we do that, et cetera, because I know him very well. I was here night and day, the kitchen, everything, the preparation, the textile arriving. I introduce him to Massaro. Massaro come for the shoes and blah, 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 et cetera. And at the end, the show. So the book was the complete story on that. We was very happy. We did that with Sébastien, the other son, who was my assistant to do the picture, et cetera. And we did that. Beautiful. People was amazed by that, like a movie, etc. And Azin decided this year to stop the collection. He said, I am bored with the collection. I don't do one for years.
For years, he stopped.
So here we are, 30 years later, and Alexandre just gave me a tour of the archive, 1,700 books later.
Much more, yeah.
When you think about what you've built, how do you describe what Assouline is today? Because there are so many different types of books. There's so many different types of projects. There's an expansion into life. There's so much stuff now.
If I can have the permission to tell you what I think exactly, it was what I was thinking from day one almost. Maybe day two. But day three, for sure. The idea was not just to make books. It was to create a luxury brand on culture. It was always like that. And I always made the analogy with high fashion or a fashion brand where you have haute couture, you have prêt-à-porter, you have accessories, and after you have perfume.
Okay.
So it was always like that. So we said we are going to make very luxury book for this level. But at the end, everything is a brand. And more we had... Books is like the perfume, the base of the pyramid. This was our collection of the memoir. I can explain to you that because we sold millions of books on that.
Those are the smaller format
It's a smaller
books,
format.
The educational ones?
Yeah. It's exactly that. It's exactly that.
Which are incredible because they have the like whole stories of all these designers from all these different eras.
It was the idea. It was that. At the start, we wanted to create this collection of books for students in fashion. Because at this moment, it was just a book on Patou or I don't know what, a book on one on Balenciaga. It was few books on fashion, very expensive. It was Edition du Regard who did a lot of that, etc. They are very serious, but really not sexy. And at this moment, fashion was very in fashion. It was the early 90s, it was supermodel, photographer. It was sexy. It was... You understand or you don't understand, but it was really sexy. It was something... today, it's an industry. 30 years ago, it was very interesting. So we decided to create this collection, small, but excellent quality. Hardcover, jacket, really impeccable. Martin finds the right writer, writes the right picture, telling a story, DNA of a brand. And we decide, because I come also from the magazine, so I'm fast like you say, we decide to launch these books 4x4, not one every year or whatever it is, but 3 months after, you know, really very fast, etc. And I remember Martin sends a book with a big, comment ça s'appelle, un ruban rouge, beautiful, 4x4. And to mix Vionnet, Alaïa, Dior, Chanel, Versace, etc. So 4x4, and to create the story, his story of fashion.
So that was your entry level product.
Exactly. And exactly. Then I would like to say it was entry level, but it was the base of the pyramid.
Right.
It was
still
like the
high
perfume.
Quality,
no, the quality.
Super quality.
We don't talk about that. It's.
And then what like you said, the haute couture, is that these super large format?
Yes, it's 20,000, it's 80 kilo, it's 1.2 meter high, it's the XXL, it comes with a stand, it's extraordinary.
Who buys those books? Why do they buy
those? The phone number of the people. No, they are extraordinary. So it's not a pocketbook. Huh? It's not a book for everyone.
It's decoration. It's really somebody who loves, you know, the theme and wants to have that, you know, in a piece like that in a place, because you can change every day. But we are not selling a lot of those kind of books. You were talking, I think, of the collection Ultimate. And Ultimate, it's, yes.
No, the Ultimate is a...
It's a great success.
Collection where this one is the most important for us. It represents 35% of our company, what people cannot believe.
In terms of revenue.
Yeah, it's very important. And this collection is cost $1,200 to $1,500 per copy, absolutely. But... each one is made in Italy, and each picture is stippled by hand. So it's cuckoo, you know, when you think about what's happened today, etc. So each one is extraordinary. And we did one on the Formula One with Jean Todt and the president of the Formula One, who wrote the text, etc. It seems just okay. The cover is in rubber. The picture is a metal plate of the Ferrari, the only Ferrari at the MoMA. And we create a special perfume to have a smell of the rubber when the rubber is hot on the book. So when you open the clamshell, you smell the Formula One. And this for us is very important, is to create emotion. So each book have to have this ingredient, you know.
And so when I see these big books, you know, I saw one outside on Al Ula, that amazing new place in Saudi.
Yes, where, yeah.
How do you work with the partner? I mean, is there a commercial model there? Because for them, it's incredible branding, right? It's like it captures a moment. How does it work commercially that it makes 35% of your revenue?
I explain to you. What is... So the 35% is not this book. It's the Ultimate. It's
okay.
A little bit smaller. Yeah, absolutely. This one is just 1%. It's to reply to your question about the relation, what we have, the countries or clients, etc. At the end, we do books, what we believe, we can put our name. Okay? Because at the end... you, Henry, Mark, Catherine don't know if this comes from a client or if this comes from us. So
right.
Nobody knows. You know the difference. So you have to be a subject. You have to be a book could be made in our way. So it's never an execution for something, etc. Al Ula is something a little bit interesting. It was the first book we did on Saudi. It was 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. Saudi, it was not Saudi of today because it was very far. You need a visa to go there. It was super complicated. And when they call us to say we would like to do a book on Al Ula, and we considered you and say, what they are talking about? What is Al Ula? Where it is? We had no idea, etc. We made some research with Sébastien, was working with us, went to Al Ula to understand what it is, etc. And we decided to say, okay, if we do it, we are going to do something very special, not a book with picture on the rocks, you know,
yeah.
It's in the desert of Saudi, what nobody knows exactly where it is. And we decide to create a book with a story. So we say, okay, you cannot at this time, and it was only 6 years ago, go with a woman, with two fashion areas, etc. So we decide to make, we send Polidori to do a picture, architecture picture, beautiful on the landscape, etc. And we add, I would like to say, some spice and some sauce. And it was an illustration. And at this time, it was Ignacy Montréal who did Gucci at this center, etc. And I wanted to create some imagery, something what you cannot see. What's happened 2,000 years ago in this Alula? So we create some imagery really extraordinary, like in the train, a girl wearing like a Gucci, Vuitton today, etc., with local people and the view extraordinary of Alula. So you see, it's all of this combination who make Assouline existing.
So yes, it was fashion, jewelry, all that at the beginning, but countries came, you know, wanted to show their culture. People, big brands of watches came. After it was also planes or cars, big, you know, companies. And that was always for us a challenge because it's very different. You have to really rethink and give a direction. And that was the good thing. But we started with our own ideas project. The first one was with Philippe Segalo, and it was, you know, on the
Impossible,
it was the
collection,
impossible
of art.
Collection of art. So we asked Philippe Segalo to do that. I don't know, maybe he gave the idea.
No. We gave him the idea because it was an exhibition at the MoMA. When they closed the MoMA for renovation, they put the best of the best in two rooms. And when I went, I say, I want to die in this room. It was
it
was unbelievable. The best of the best in two rooms. So we decided to create a book and we asked Philippe to do it about the impossible collection of art. What it is? What are the best 100 pieces in the world?
Wow.
What nobody could afford. I don't want the Emir of Qatar to say, I can't buy, it's impossible.
Yes, a museum or private collection, it was impossible.
It's exactly the idea for all of this collection.
Yeah. And so we start with this book. After that, we did Verushka, who I remember came to New York, and it was a big success. We did Ballet Russe, and that was a fantastic book to do with a man who is knew everything on that, and we spent a lot of time to find the best of the best of the ballet Russe and to make understand who and the period, etc. We did a lot of books like that. After it was also because of the art success, we did the same on fashion and we did the same on jewelry. What are the pieces in jewelry, you
design.
Know, the big periods, you know. And that was always museum or big collector. So it was very interesting to do it. And the presentation was beautiful, so no.
We'll be right back with more on the BOF podcast. The one thing that I've noticed on so many bookshelves everywhere I go now, whether it's hotels or my friends' places or even my own bookshelf at home, is the travel series that Assouline has done, which seems to be super successful. Like, how did that start and how does that fit into your wider business?
It starts with one book.
What was the first one?
Ibiza. I was doing that with a great girl in Ibiza with interior design and know everybody there. And we were doing the book together. And at the time of the moment of the cover, we were trying to find a cover here with the designer team. And nothing was, you know, telling the spirit, because the idea was to make a book about the spirit of a place, so the DNA, as you were telling before, and not to do a book, a touristic book. There are so many,
you know. Because the picture date immediately.
The idea was to mix the past, the present, you know, the people, the all the DNA, the culture and the pleasure. So we were not finding the image who could say that. So after a few days, I said, okay, I'm going to do illustration, and I did the motif, and I found the colors of Pantone because I love to find the colors, and that's it. And so I said, no jacket, we are doing two in fabrics, etc. And it pleased.
And now it's become like a format that you've built. And how many of those books now?
It's almost like 50.
Less. But
okay, 47, you know, but we have one every month. So call me next week. It's going to be
tomorrow. We are doing a lot now. The problem is that it's so successful that we are very, very, very counterfeit, you know, copied.
Well, 50 copies, 60 copies in the world. So we have lawyers attacking everyone. It's crazy.
I'm not talking only about books who takes the idea, inspiration, but I'm talking more of the people who counterfeit, you know, to do albums, to do, you know, for wedding albums or party albums or
pillows,
you know.
I guess they always say every luxury brand gets copied now, and it's a sign of success.
It's true.
So it's okay. So we did Ibiza. And the identity of the collection was very strong because of those elements. We were the motif that I designed and the font that was new, the subtitle always, and the colors, and also the textile, I think, fabric. So all that put me in thinking in other, you know, destination, but we traveled a lot with Prosper. So there were those kind of destinations where Capri, Mykonos, Amalfi Coast, all those very well-known places, it was obvious to do them because we knew them. But the fact that the collection came too much to a success, we started to have to do places that we didn't know. So I was always trying to find good author, but also people in the places to be able, you know, to give all the DNA. And that was the base of what it is. So today we have people who have cities who says, why don't you do cities also? You know, I said, it's more difficult, but we try. For the moment, we continue to do, you know, the places of dream, but also to find the core and the of a city can be interesting.
So you have all these different formats. You have like these massive format books or the smaller
four
books.
Four
sizes of books. What's the process that you use today for selecting what topics you cover in these books and which format is appropriate for which topic?
Very simple. It's obvious. Because we do the program between Martin and me. Now we have a lot of books. We produce almost 150 books every year. So it's a lot. But before it was more about 50. After it was 100. It's obvious because we are in Saint-Tropez and it's the most beautiful race. Les Voiles de Saint-Tropez. It's extraordinary. It's about the history. We decide to do a book on that because it's beautiful. We have a beautiful story. We know how to do it. You go to the collection. So this go to the classic collection. This cannot be a big one. Everything is like that. So we know exactly what is going to each collection.
Yes, when each collection is so clear that it's not anymore Prosper and I. I think that the people in the, you know, in Assouline now, they know. By themselves, that it's going to this collection. It's a different feeling, and sometimes say, "What we do? It do you think about this theme?" And so we have a little talk like that, and it finished that in one or the other.
If you produce 150 books a year, I'm sure you have many, many more people who approach you and say, can we do a book? Is that how it works too?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. But the problem, it's like you have a box and you know who could get in this box or not. And 90% of things, it's not for us. So we said it's a very interesting book, but we are not the right publisher for that. And we direct them to something else. But we cannot do something what we are not sure. It's an Assouline book.
No, and it's not that. We have a team and we don't want to have 2-3 times this team. This, you know, it's the people who are working with us. We form them. and they love Assouline, and they become, you know, what we want to be.
So now Assouline is growing really quickly. You know, I understand your headcount in the company grew from 30 people to 150 people. You have people in Paris. You have a big team here in New York. There's many stores opening. You're moving into lifestyle objects. You know, talk to us about where the company is going to go from here.
It's a beautiful cabinet of curiosity. It's that. It's really
going
that.
To lifestyle. It's the history about the brand publishing and, you know, libraries and lifestyle. Libraries is doing starting, but lifestyle is the project. Because it's our feeling and it's our test and it's our, you know, way to live and work has been always our direction. Now we can, thanks to Alexandre, who can drive that and organize that and work on that, we can do it. But before, it was too much for us, I think.
It was from the start, we wanted to create the spirit of your personal library. You have the books and you have the object to go in the library. You have a smell, what you have in the library. You have some piece of furniture. It's a cabinet of curiosity. Our collection of books is a cabinet of curiosity. So I love the fact to make this in real, you know, in 3D. So now with Alexandre, yes, we have the candles, but it's going to be a lot of other accessories, but accessories who don't go to the kitchen, to stay in the library. So we continue to stay in our square box.
We won't be expecting any, you know, food or other products. You're really thinking about that space in someone's home or someone's life.
Exactly.
Where they exist with, coexist
exactly.
with books.
But to continue on that, and it's a good point, when we create Maison Assouline in London, the first one, we decide absolutely to have not a food component at all, but it was a coffee component. Because if you come, we wanted to have the best coffee, not a coffee, the best coffee. We designed the spoon. It was super complicated, but we wanted to have a coffee, best one. Cocktail, very interesting. And today is one of the best one in London. But also some food, but small, not pretentious. We don't have a chef. We wanted to have the best foie gras, but it comes from La Milouie. We wanted to have a small tomato salad, but it's the best one. So we wanted to add things what you can have in your library. You are not going to have an entrecôte in your library, but you are going to have something to accompany your experience in a library. And for us, this is important.
So looking back now, we're in an interesting time in the world of media and publishing because, as you know, everything's moved digitally. In a way, the positioning of your books as objects that last forever, telling eternal, timeless stories in editions that you don't even have to change the story after you've printed it over and over again because it's so timeless. Is that the role that books, you think, play in our lives, like these kinds of books?
I don't want to open the conversation. More you talk to me about the digital, the more our books are going to be special.
Yeah.
I take care of the quality of the paper. If you come to my office now, you will see someone in Italy who do embroidery for some letters, what we have going to have for a cover, for a special book for a king, for one copy. And it's going to be spectacular. So more and more people ask me about what I think about digital, etc. I'm so happy everything is working well. But more and more, our books are going to be exceptional.
But about the content, when I do a book, I want to feel it. And the idea is not only knowledge or intellect or whatever. It's interesting, but you have to bring the information another way, you know, to talk to the people, to make them dream, to make them alive, to make them want to continue. And I think that it's very important. And for me, it's timeless. Sometimes I see the books that I prefer and I don't change anything.
So I know that there's going to be so many people listening who want to have their company or their country or their story told in an Assouline book. My last question is, what do you advise them? What are you looking for if they're going to come to you with a proposal? Because I'm sure you get hundreds of them, right?
You know, I say that few times to people, but it's not pretentious at all. If you do a book, we need to have a reason. If you have nothing to tell, don't do a book.
Purpose.
If you don't have a purpose, don't do it. If it's just to bind 200 pictures and to send them to the printer, it's no interest. We have to tell something. We need to find the interest. We are in 2024. It's the right moment to do this book. What is the relation with what happened today? You know, we need to understand that. It's very important. So we continue to be a little bit... to involve, but it's important. So if we do a book, it's because it's a purpose. And you know, as you know, because you visit the office, everything is made in this office. So I do an analogy with the kitchen in the three-star restaurant. Everything is made here. Nothing is made outside. Not a design, not everything. The operation of Alexandre, the logistics, the PR, the marketing, everything is made here. So it's like a musician. Everybody, we have a partition. We wrote the first line and everybody know what to do after that. So the implication is not only two people. It's really a complete company in each book.
Martine?
I will say that what I say to my teams every day, you have to build yourself, your culture, and that it's all the time, every day. You have to eat culture. You have to go to museum. You have to see yes. films of today, of yesterday, better yesterday. You have to go to see magazine, hear music, all kind of different, you know, books. It's
Oxygen.
Very important. New about religions, new about traditions.
Difference.
All that makes that when you are in front of the white page, the dream comes with the knowledge. And that is very important. So to be surrounded by people like you or wanted to become like you. More and more today that we are in the world so difficult, people, you know, listening whatever and not having, you know, their opinions, we have to make ours.
I go back to the thing that you said at the very beginning, which is that this is a luxury brand about culture. And, you know, right now in the fashion industry, all of these fashion brands are coming to the same conclusion that it seems you came to a long time ago, which is luxury today is about the intersection of all of these different elements of culture. And you've been telling those stories now for 30 years. So congratulations on this milestone. It's really
Merci
amazing.
Beaucoup.
And to walk through that room and see all those books was like really... and really inspiring to see how many stories you've told. So thank you for your time. And
merci.
Thank you for joining us today.
Merci thank beaucoup. To you. And thanks for you to be hearing the French accent so long.
What accent?
With a smile.
What are you talking about?
All right. Thanks so much. The BOF podcast is edited and produced by Emma Clark, Olivia Davies, and Eric Bria.